Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Manager number 11, Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell.
The great part about signing up as a baseball fan and the great part about baseball seasons are it's a ride and it's a roller coaster. And it means you're built to withstand the ups and the downs.
MLB veteran for 16 seasons.
Swing a bouncer, shortstop, Counsell throws, got him. Counsell picked it up clean and threw a strike to first.
Manager for your Chicago Cubs.
Nico Horner.
There was one time I looked at the lineup and was like, wait a minute. I see Nico in the two hole, but Bush is in the one hole. Nico's hitting second against righties. Let's go. Yeah, Craig. Way to go. It's like you've got a consistent presence up there. And I
get that concept. That makes sense.
How do you think Craig Counsell would react if Matt Spiegel was outside of his office going, nice job, Craig. Nice job. How do you think he would react?
I think it would really take it to heart and probably change his decision making.
That's exactly what I can envision. Yeah.
Craig Counsell.
The focus is not to be Craig, but outgetters.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Every couple of weeks, we get the opportunity to talk with Cubs manager Craig Counsell. And the season's winding down. The Cubs are going to the playoffs. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. We are very much looking forward to getting out to Circa starting tomorrow night. Craig, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. What do you do for stress relief?
I get up in the morning and I think we just do our normal routines in the morning, whether it's a walk, a workout, talk to family, friends, normal stuff.
I didn't know if like you were a yoga guy or like, cause there are days when I want to do an hour of yoga when I'm stressed. And then there are days when I want to hit the heavy bag for 20 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I think I try to switch up, that part of life for sure. But I don't know if it's always on how I feel. Just, you know, yeah, switch up the workouts always for sure. But, yeah, I mean, I think working out is important or walking is important. Absolutely. It's the best medicine there is exercise.
Have you found like a trail or a route that you like to walk now more than others?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Lawrence, you were about to follow up and ask where it is.
No, I don't want to blow up Craig's spot.
Yeah, I was, it's a nice, peaceful walk. I think it would remain that way, but yeah.
Yeah, I want people following him around. I got some questions about the lineup, Craig.
Dave Wanstead told us that his old buddy Jimmy Johnson, he said, you can always find Jimmy at the 21-mile marker on Key West. You can always find him there. And so I was down there, and I was like, well, I know where to find Jimmy. I thought, like, I can't be the guy who's, like, walking up on Jimmy Johnson. You know?
I mean, you can after you walked into his restaurant and trashed it.
It wasn't that good, Craig. Is it wrong?
You're a bad guy.
This feels kind of wrong, yeah.
Yeah. It felt a little wrong. I'm a meditation guy myself. I find that helps. And I remember you saying, in response to a question about meditation on this show, I think sometime last year, that breathing is meditation. So I remember you saying that and thinking, well, yeah, because you got an opportunity to calm yourself down. Do you? I wonder if you do it in the dugout. If you did in the dugout last night, if you try to breathe in the dugout and stay calm.
I mean, I think it's just like kind of part of your life. So, I mean, yeah, the game is the game. And I think, you know, my job is to kind of look what's next. And that kind of keeps you centered, is just figuring out what happened next. What has already happened is, done. It's in the past. And you always got to figure out what could happen next to be prepared for that. And that, I think that's the best way to, that's the best way I've found to kind of stay in the moment and hopefully make good decisions.
Well, let me drag you to the past for a little bit, the recent past. What did it mean for you? Because I heard you talk about what making the playoffs meant for the guys in the room, but I don't know if I really heard you talk about what it meant for you to take on this job and this challenge of being the manager of the Cubs and to now in year two get them to the playoffs. What does that mean?
Well, the reason that you do this is for all the people around you, I think, and to see, you know, their happiness and to see the fans, you know, the fans' happiness and the fans be able to enjoy a fun team. That's what kind of gives you enjoyment or gives me enjoyment. So that's, you know, everybody's fans have a goal, players have a goal, staff has goals, and helping them reach those goals is what makes us feel good and what makes me feel good. So, that's my enjoyment of it, 100%.
That's cool. You know, I'm going tonight, and I'm looking forward to feeling the energy in the place. Because, like, this, you dream of games of consequence in September. Like, you want this. And there can be reasons that it feels like, well, I wish it wasn't this or I wish it wasn't that or whatever. But, like, this is, I mean, you zoom out. This is what you want, you know? So, like, I remember you telling us a couple weeks ago how games change in this month, how usage changes, you know? And there's Diaz for two innings last night. I mean, did you feel the intensity up a little bit of a notch last night, and you expect that to feel that way tonight and through the weekend, perhaps?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, it's I mean, we're in a kind of a unique position, and the Mets are in a unique position, and so they're independent of each other, right? And so yeah, it is interesting, but it's definitely, last night was a fun game. I mean, we can be not happy about the result, which of course we weren't, but it was a back and forth game that had a lot of baseball action to it. It just shows you, look, I have this handshake with Mark Strittmatter, the bullpen coach, after the game about it, and he says the same thing, because it's what I've always told him, is it's not easy to win a major league game, and that's why you enjoy it. And last night was a pretty good example of that. It's not easy to win a major league game, and you think you got a game going pretty well, and a team does some really good things, and you don't for the last four or five innings, and you get hung with a loss. So, this is a fun week. And it's made more fun by knowing that we are going to the playoffs. Absolutely. it's funny, whenever you accomplish a goal, and the way this works is that the only time is if you win the last game of the World Series, then you're kind of done trying to accomplish things. In our world, like, the goals never stop until you win that last game of the World Series. And so we got another goal in front of us right now.
How's Kate Horton doing?
We decided to do some further testing with Cade, an MRI, to just see what we're dealing with. Optimistic, but we want to make sure we know kind of what we're dealing with, or if we're dealing with anything.
And so you're still waiting on those results at this point?
Yeah, it's this afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, so you can't yet comment. So last night seemed positive about his possible future availability, but it's not...
Yeah, I that hasn't changed. I think we just want to make sure, I think, to protect Cade as much as anything, is like, let's make sure we know what's going on here.
If that was a playoff game, you think he guts it out and stays in last night?
I do, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's instructive. How's Kyle? How's Kyle's calf? And how much time have you spent with Kyle's calf, if not Kyle directly, over the past couple of days?
I've really spent very little time with his calf. Kyle's doing better. I mean, I think we're trending towards Kyle playing this weekend. And I think, you know, from his perspective too, it's like, we're just going to have to go out and at some point we're reaching a point where he's going to be able to go out and play. And then we're going to have to kind of diagnose of what we got kind of during the game. Right. But I know it's important that he plays and he feels the same way. And so, you know, I think the game probably will help him at some point. And he needs at bats. And I think he'd tell you the same thing.
Has the game changed in terms of what players might ask for and what they get allowed to do over the past, I don't know, 20 years or 10 years? I don't know. It's like, you know, it takes a lot of trust for Kyle to ask and for you guys to allow him to go work with another medical team. That's a unique situation.
Yeah, I mean, he's worked with somebody that he was working with somebody that he has had success with. A member of our medical staff participated in those workouts or those sessions. And we had reached a point where we were kind of plateauing on an injury that and weren't being able to move further along, and time became of a little is become an issue here, right? So you're willing to try some more things and some different strategies, and so that's where we're at. It's you know, it's an injury that he's frustrated by because it's kind of lingered longer than he had hoped and we had hoped. But I think we're getting to a good spot. I really do. And you know, the schedule is kind of forcing us to this spot as well.
Everyone's hopeful that Kyle makes it back because he's been so important for you guys offensively this year. Have you guys organizationally started to go through all of the different scenarios if he is hampered or not available for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, the scenario is tonight's lineup because he's not available tonight. And then there's a scenario where he DHs, and there's a scenario where he plays right field. So it's pretty three simple scenarios.
We can
wait to figure that out. I'm pretty sure I can do that pretty quickly.
I'm just saying that with a week to go to the playoffs, that might your roster not change if one of those other two things happen, where if he is only a DH, might that change who's on the roster because of who you'd then be asking to play defense, or you might want to do handed stuff. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, I mean, look, you know, I think, you know, his outfield availability affects Saya's job. I think, you know, I think, look, Moises has made a pretty big case to put himself on a playoff roster as a bat. There's no question. You know, where we get into like the extras, you're always going to have a decision at some point of like, do I want to take this kind of extra skill or do I want this extra skill? So that no matter, take out Kyle, you're always going to make a choice with kind of that last guy on the roster. And it's just, you don't get everything, right? You don't get the great defender, you don't get the great hitter, and you don't get the great base runner, you know, you don't get them all, right? So you just got to choose kind of what you have and your strengths and how you think the games will be, how those players will be most useful in those games.
It sounds like there's one hard rule. I like that. You can't get it all. But considering how many games you've managed in the playoffs, Are there any other lessons that you feel like, you know, that's my Northern Star right there, that I won't get away from blank? Or is it just a matter of none of that stuff really matters, because what matters is who you're matching up against and who's available?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd say there's anything from the position player side that is with this team that is, you know, some Northern Star we have to seek. I think having your pitching, you know, your important pitchers fresh going into the series would be the one thing. If we could do, I would really like to do. You know, just because you know you're going to lean on some guys more than you do in a normal 162 game season.
You know, when you talk about Moises Ballesteros making a good case, there's something about, maybe it's because he's fun to watch, and because he just the way that he rakes. But like, I could see him having a meaningful kind of out of nowhere moment in a postseason, and people in another market going, "Who the hell's this guy?" You know, it's like, because that happens when Craig Counsell homers in the NLDS, you know, in 2001, or homers in the World Series, and there's people going like, Craig Counsell's killing us? Like, is there a favorite moment, or like, can you remember a player who showed up in the postseason when you were a young fan? You're like, oh my God, who the hell is this guy? He's like the star of the series. And he was just, you know, just like a role player during the year, or a young kid out of nowhere during the year.
You put me on the spot with that. I think the name that has kind of recently popped into my head was, and it's not a household name by any means, but like the Texas Rangers 2 years ago won the World Series, and their best reliever was
Josh Sabores. Is that right?
It was Josh Sabores and Jose Leclerc.
Jose Leclerc, yeah.
Right, and like, so that's kind of, you know, and I'm pretty sure very few people know those two names, right? And so that's how it can happen in the playoffs, and that's what, Frank, if you're going to win, that's how it's going to need to happen, is that you're going to have to get surprises. And so whether it be, you know, Moises Ballesteros giving you the surprise, or Michael Soroka giving you a surprise, you know, you don't know who it is, but to win, yeah, somebody's going to have to do it for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. So there's Soroka last night, and he's got nasty stuff. You never know. So your mind's wide open in terms of what their roles could be, even now, as you're figuring out who your outgetters are.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, I mean, Brad Keller's going to pitch a lot, and Kittredge is going to pitch a lot, and Thielbar is going to face lefties a lot, right? So I mean, we've got to lean on some guys, and Palencia is going to, you know, be a part of this. So I think you know, we're you know, some of the guys, right? But we're also going to have the guys step up. There's no question.
Yeah, I was thinking about Buddy Biancolana, Mark Lemke, like those kind of things.
Yeah.
We're popping into my – you never know who it's going to be.
Craig, do you have a preference between day games or night games at Wrigley for a playoff series?
No. That's getting down the list of things that, like, I don't have control over. So, like – you know, if you want to manage your stress, don't worry about the things you don't have control over, to try to bring it full circle for Speaks there.
Woosa.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the full circle on managing the stress. Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah, I mean, it speaks directly to me, because I worry about all the things I can't control.
Lawrence is the worrier of the two of us, Craig. It's like, and it has an effect on me, because I try to be positive, and I come in here, and Lawrence is like trying to recruit me to Worry Town, where he's the mayor.
That's not always true, but sometimes I'm 100% right about stuff.
Well, that's the thing. Like, worry gets rewarded, Craig. It's not right, but it happens, you know?
I would say it's a little bit more educated guesses than it is worry, you know, whatever.
Did you guys need to
I mean, TV, time of games is like, because I guess, why I don't, time of games is like, size of market question. You know, that's how it gets determined, right? It's a TV question.
It is a TV question, but that's the interesting thing, though, because In seasons past, had the Cubs popped up in the playoffs, like, oh, well, that's the Cubs and that's the Chicago market. But now you possibly have two New York, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, and then you've got to, you know, figure out the matrix of getting the most eyes on it from one end of the country to the other. Like, it's a fascinating idea. I also just think that Wrigley daytime baseball
special
is special. Like, it is. It's special and it's fun. And I think that it presents the game in a way that maybe other stadiums or experiences might not be able to. But that doesn't mean it's the best environment necessarily to play in. But the weather's been great. So you see all the weird things that go through my head, Craig? Like, there's a lot that I'm thinking about.
That's what I deal with
every day.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about all those things, for sure.
Yeah, there you go. I thought Matt Shaw having a chance to speak about why he wasn't with the team Sunday was really good yesterday. And he talked about how important that person was to him. And then Ian Happ had empathy for him in talking about it with the media, too. I wondered if that was something that you needed to talk about with the team or as a group. Did you guys need to address that? Because I could see it, you know, maybe being something that just needed to be talked about as a group together.
No, we did not talk about it as a group. We've certainly had some individual conversations about it, but we did not talk about it as a group. I've talked to Matt quite a bit about it. And I thought he outlined it well. This was for him. A friend and a person that he shared a bond with through his faith and through the Chicago Cubs. He felt that it was important that he be there. And I think, you know, when you just humanize it and keep it there, it becomes really simple. And really easy, and that's about just supporting a teammate and a friend, and a person that is grieving, and that's what all we were trying to do.
And he expressed appreciation for that support when he spoke yesterday. He said speaking with you and with teammates was useful for him. So that's what you guys have to do for each other, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's like, leaving was very hard for Matt, right? And I think maybe that kind of gets missed, is that he agonized over that. It was very difficult for him to leave, and it's not easy to make those decisions. And if you've done jobs where you got to show up, right? And life happens, right? And it's hard, and you end up. You know, I know I've made some bad decisions in that area. Mm-hmm. So you definitely emphasize it. And we have a little bit of a, you know, it's unique in that perspective, from that perspective.
Well, Craig, we appreciate you jumping on as per usual. Good luck tonight against the Mets. And hopefully we will talk to you in a couple of weeks, because that would mean you guys have advanced in the playoffs.
Let's do it. You got me so fired up. It's the first time I'm that fired up to talk to you guys.
We could tell.
I'm looking forward to feeling the vibes tonight, man. Let's bring it. Let's feel that intensity tonight. That should be fun. Thanks, Craig.
All right. Enjoy yourself, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
That is Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.